battle is a cycle.
Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody should know that's how love goes. It's good for the soul.
Oh, I got a long way to go, but it won't stop the pain. No, no. That's the kind of thing that keeps me coming back again and again.
Till I see your face.
Yeah.
Everybody should know that's how love goes. It's good for the soul.
Oh, I got a long way to go, but it won't stop the pain. No, no. That's the kind of thing that keeps me coming back again and again.
Till I see your face.
Welcome to the Healthy Soul Talk Show with your girl, your favorite therapist, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. We're live on Facebook. If you're tuning in on the Blog Talk Radio side, you can call in at 323-870-4375. Again, that's 323-870-4375. Press 1. To get into the queue to call and make a comment, join us live on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and iTunes on Taking the Limits Off Media. All right, so thank you for joining us. Come on in, share this live. We have a great show lined up for tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see those thumbs up. Keep it coming. We're going to be talking about phobias tonight and some other things because, you know what, we believe in shattering the stigma about mental health, and so it's open and honest conversations about what's going on today. All right, so thank you for tuning in. It's your girl, Dr. Thomas from Healthy Soul Talk Show. We're rocking and rolling in Maywood, so we do outpatient counseling, mental health services, substance use treatment, as well as domestic violence for the abusers, as well as anger management, family counseling, couples counseling, you name it, we have it going on over there. So if you just want more information about the counseling process, I like to educate people what to look for when they're trying to find help. You know, I believe in counseling. I believe that counselors should have counseling. So I am, you know, as they say, I'm not just the president, you know, I'm a member as well of this club. So I believe in it and I stand behind it. So thank you all for joining us. Welcome, Joshua, Angela, Fran, Darlene, Joseph, Sonia, thank you for tuning in. You're tuning in live with Dr. Thomas. We have a great show lined up, but let's get to it as always because I like to waste no time jumping into the subject matter. We do it a little light in the beginning just to get people settled in and kind of come off from a long day of just, you know, being serious. So my awesome, amazing producer, how you doing today?
I'm well.
See, when I try to be serious, it don't even fit. It don't even fit. I can't even do it.
I'm good. I'm good over here.
All right.
I'm good over here.
All right. So all is going well. You know, we all, what are we calling this?
It's the journey.
The journey.
It's the journey. Tell them you're on a journey. People say, you're on a diet? No, we're on a journey.
Okay. All right.
On a journey. That's
we're on a journey.
Y'all decided to get on the bus with me. Y'all decided to get on the Cray Cray bus with me.
Yes, we did.
Y'all got on, and y'all let me drive. That's y'all fault.
Right, right. So we are hitting the smoothies. We're hitting no meat this week.
No, still no meat of any kind, other than fish.
Right.
For those of you who, and then we did make some exceptions for the people who can't eat fish. You have to have something so those people can do a grilled.
Okay.
We only have one that told me that they couldn't do anything. And y'all haven't been posting y'all meals. I just want to say that.
Okay.
That's because y'all been eating.
So you know what?
You know, I was told that y'all cheating. That all y'all cheating on the diet. That's what I was told.
Down. okay.
That's what
okay.
I was told.
All right.
From
that's
people.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say ain't nobody holding out but me and Tanya. That's what they said. They say ain't nobody holding out but me and Tanya. That's what I was told. And I'm starting to get a little suspect, thinking y'all
don't,
might
don't
be.
Don't do that. Okay. My skin is glowing right now from those green smoothies. Hello.
Come on through now.
You know what else I tapped into?
Uh-oh, what's that?
Jackfruit. Have you ever heard
that's
of that?
That's that ugly-looking fruit.
Don't do that.
I mean, it's an unattractive-looking fruit. But, yeah, I've heard about it. What is that?
So I ran across jackfruit reading that it was like a substitute for meat.
Okay. Okay.
And how you prepare it. So, yes, I was looking at it for a while in the grocery stores, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. And so I decided I was going to do some jackfruit tacos, right? So I go and purchase, you know, the jackfruit.
You just made my stomach hurt, but go ahead.
And so
my whole stomach started hurting. Go ahead.
Welcome, Lissette. Come on in. Share this video. We're live. We're just talking about a few things. So listen.
Uh-huh.
So I was all into it, right? There was a lot of preparation in this, right? Because mm-hmm. the jackfruit, you know, you have to pull, cut, take seeds out, all that stuff, only to find that the actual jackfruit that you use for the tacos
mm-hmm.
comes in a can. So the texture is different. It's brine.
So which texture is more like meat?
The can. That's in the water.
The unhealthy version.
Yes, that's what I say. It's unhealthy.
Well, I mean, is it not? Does it say now? Who makes it? Is it like a?
So I didn't purchase.
You
the
didn't
can,
purchase the
so
can.
Just, so it turned out to be more of a very soft texture of a fruit. The flavor was amazing.
Okay.
But it was like veggie tacos at that point.
Now, have you tried tofu at all?
I did. I did tofu the previous week.
How was it?
I always like tofu.
Oh, you always like tofu beforehand?
I always like tofu.
Because when I was getting the salad the other day, they had like some Cajun something tofu.
Okay.
In the salad bar, and I just couldn't do it.
It's an acquired taste.
See,
in texture, uh-uh. Right? So
is it what is it? What is it? What is it? Is it any?
It
could
be crispy, or it could be like a soft.
Like mushy.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, y'all God. Not praying for me.
Yeah,
y'all not praying for me. So I tapped into that. So I look forward to it, right? More of the jackfruit because it was pretty decent. You know, it takes like preparation is it's a monster, right?
Mm-hmm,
if you're gonna
mm-hmm.
do it the fresh way. But yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay,
you know,
I'll take your word for
it. I'm tapping into things, you know, exotic, if you will.
Okay, yeah, jackfruit is I've seen jackfruit on
the Asian cuisine.
I've seen it on Chopped.
Okay.
They use it on Chopped and Hell's Kitchen and stuff like that. So I don't know if I've ever seen it in the store.
It's gonna go too.
That's far as you're gonna see it with me. Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
Go ahead. No, it's okay. I'm sorry, I let that slide. I was going to talk about the devil in the church bringing rib tips today, but I'm going to let them slide upstairs.
No, don't go there.
That's nothing but the devil. Hell, I'm sorry. I'm done. I feel better.
So, here we go. Let's keep it moving. Thank you for joining us. Let's keep going.
Yes.
Dolly said glow. So I feel real good because the church is on the liquid fast until 3 p.m. every day.
Oh, okay.
Right? So my daughter and I, shout out to Kiki because she gets on me every week because I acknowledge everybody other than her.
You don't get a baby note. You don't get a baby note shout outs.
Because I don't see it on the screen, you know.
Because she don't be on. Oh, because she ain't watching. So
she let me know what happened.
What happened?
But you know. So there we go. Kiki and I are doing the 10-day green smoothie detox.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Right?
So we're on, this is week two or week three? What week are we on? This is week three.
Yes, week three for us.
So how are you feeling, though?
I feel good.
You do?
It's almost like we prepped our bodies for this.
Yeah.
Right? So this is going pretty well for me doing, because the green smoothies are all day.
Yeah.
So, like, I have one in the car when I get out. So,
oh, at least it'll be good and cold.
Right? So I'm excited about that. We just started we started yesterday. So we're going to run through the next 10 days.
Okay.
The green smoothies.
Okay.
Detox.
So you feeling good? And you are you noticing anything? You say glowing. Anything
yes.
else? Is some stuff fitting different
yes,
and all
it is.
That?
Yes, see? Sir. It is.
Okay. I was just saying. I was like, okay. Hey, that's all wonderful.
Yes. So I'm excited.
Okay.
All right. So moving on. You know. Oh, there she is. Come on in here, Kiki.
She missed a shout out already. She said, "I'm here now." Okay, one more time on the shout out for Kiki and them.
Kiki and them.
Right.
All right. So I thought I'd do something a little different because I was trying to look up some more fun facts, but they kind of getting, you know,
Uh-oh.
Redundant in what I'm looking at.
Uh-huh.
But I was looking at turnoffs that men and women experience. And I ran across some interesting stuff, right? So, you know, male and female, we're in the studio. And so we could dialogue about. And those of you watching, let's chime in here. So I found this turnoff. It says here that a turnoff for a woman towards a guy can be if he texts too many smiley faces and emojis when they're communicating.
Okay.
They said that's some women are turned off if men use a lot of emojis and smiley faces and all the different types of
okay I can see that
you can see that
I think that's a little extra. I think in guy code I think one too many, you know, I think there's an emoji limit with guys.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's something really silly or goofy, but if it's just a random, you know, yeah, if you can go overboard with the emojis, if you're gonna send a heart, you know, we send one, you know,
about 5-6 is too many.
That's probably too many, unless, I mean, you know, but if I guess the thing, too, it depends on how old you are.
I agree.
I think there's an age thing.
Their language.
Right. If it's a good first date, too many eggplants.
You know what?
See, that's what you need to have on the show. Them two need to come in here. The Herntons. And you sit up and do some counseling for them two.
Because
them the ones need to be up in here, them Herntons. Because they need Jesus and counseling.
Oh, my goodness.
Too many. Really?
And I thought about that. Like, really, you know, friends, that's different, right? But
yeah.
The actual partner,
yeah.
It's like, man, you could really.
I think a first date, like if you had a good first date, you'd be like, oh, great, you know, whatever, you know, think great time. You
yeah.
send a couple of hearts or whatever.
Okay.
Wink or something. But
okay.
if you go overboard.
Overboard.
Yeah, I think you can go overboard and
you
send
do the
too much.
Squeezy.
Too much. Yeah. Too much. You know, you won't send a heart saying I'm thinking about you, that's one thing. But if you
no hugs, no.
Nah, that's doing too much.
No kisses.
That's doing too much. Now if from female standpoint, I don't think it bothers the man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it bothers men unless y'all sending a code and we don't know it in the emojis, because I don't read emoji code.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one says here that a woman can be turned off from a guy if he has on a torn up raggedy belt.
Okay.
So if his belt is peeling and, you know.
I guess I'm assuming his shirt is tucked in his pants. That's why you can
correct.
See his belt.
Right.
Because the only
right.
other way you would see his belt.
No, we're not going to go there.
Okay, I was just trying to figure out how
see
you see
the belt
in
the leather is just about
just
off.
Tattered. It's
is
tattered.
That, is that? I thought about that. I've never experienced that in terms of.
I think it's a
says something about
it.
You know,
took the. You know, I think as a guy, it says a lot about what you prioritize in.
Okay.
First of all, belts are not expensive.
Okay.
Right, you can get a decent.
Can you get attached to a belt? You know, women, our belts are like very stylish, so you know we interchange belts, right? So for guys, we're pretty much standard belts.
No, we can have, you can have several belts. I'm just saying it says a lot about a guy when his belt is tattered and or his shoes, especially the shoes.
All right.
I was always told that by when I was, you know, heavy on, in, into dating, I was always told that that's the first thing women look at is a man's shoes.
Shoes. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even if they look up, if they look at you, Darlene, really, you don't like my word tattered?
Oh, goodness.
I believe that is a proper word.
It
now.
Is. It's the word. It's the word. Ratty, rattled.
Come on. Don't mess with me on the English language. I try to keep it light for the people.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, yeah, I think, yeah, shoes, belts, all that stuff is, yeah. Because once a belt gets a little too used, it goes into a junk pile or something like that.
And you know, that varies by culture.
What do you mean?
Some cultures, they're not concerned, right, with those items.
I can see that.
You understand what I'm saying? So even though they have jobs, careers, money,
yeah.
I've seen some cultures that's just not even on the radar to stay current with. Right.
Mm.
So yeah, I noticed that too.
Okay.
Where some it works, some it doesn't. All right. So that was for the guys, you know, a worn raggedy belt and you know, too many emojis in the texting can be a turnoff. Now for the fellas,
okay.
It says here that a turnoff could be if a woman takes nonstop selfies and forces him to join in even when he's not in the mood.
That's irritating as hell.
Wait a minute.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I won't put. Yeah, that bothers my whole spirit.
Oh God, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because you're doing too much.
Are we showing up?
You're doing too much.
If you want
to have a whole selfie moment and enjoy your selfie time, go for it. But don't include me in all your extra stuff you're doing.
You know, so what's too much? One a day selfie, or
no, you can, if it's you, I don't care what you do when you by yourself. I'm
right.
Saying if we're out,
yes,
and you're doing the whole okay, cool, right?
Yes.
But then at another one, and then you start talking about some okay, come on,
we do a photo shoot,
all that. Yeah, I'm good. I am no longer interested. I'm ready to go.
Even on the date,
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I am ready to go because I want to eat. Like, I love good food pictures, especially if it's a restaurant I've never been to. You know, even if I don't post the picture,
okay.
I like taking – nothing impresses me more than a proper plate. I'm all about plating.
Okay.
I think that's the Emily Post that my mama was doing back in the day, and I'm all about proper plating.
Okay.
So when I go to a nice restaurant or any restaurant, the way the plate looks extends my appetite. So it only enhances the dining experience.
Yeah.
Right. So and you want it, and sometimes you do take it like, man, like if you get a, like you go to certain steakhouses, like I know for a fact that when I go to, is it Fleming's I'm supposed to go back to, one of the restaurants where they have the swinging tomahawks.
Okay.
So they're literally going to bring out this platter and all these tomahawk steaks are like just swinging and it's just meat. Just hanging, and it's a wonderful thing. I'm like, I'm going to take a picture of that because that looks awesome.
Okay.
Right? But then I'm not sitting there taking pictures the whole time I'm eating.
Correct.
Right. But you have, but I've seen people.
Is that another distraction we have
with
going
the fork,
on?
Like, what are you doing? Like, can we eat? That's doing too much. I think the whole, you know, I'm all for a good selfie, but, you know. And then I think it depends on the age, too.
Shiante says, we know you bougie, Reverend. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right. So the next one says, a turnoff for a guy is when a woman gets ridiculously drunk or high.
It depends. I guess it's the effect of the.
So we can range from. Silly to you
to,
have
to belligerent.
Belligerent.
Yeah, I can
babysitting.
I can go with silly because
okay.
That's fine. I'm silly without the drink. So I can go with silly. It's the belligerent and the loud that okay. I can't. Yeah, I'm good. I'm, it's time to go.
With or without?
I'm starting the car.
You would leave her?
Huh?
You would leave her?
That's a whole nother show. There's a few people that somebody might be watching now. They can testify. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, he left me. Huh? Look at your neighbor. Someone on my friends list. I guess they got over it.
I chose that one because I think there's a double standard sometimes with that where I hear, you know, I've heard guys say, hey, you know, it's a turnoff when I see. I've heard guys say it's a turnoff when they see a woman drink from a beer can.
Really?
Yes. So it was okay to sip on wine, right, in the wine glass, but to see them drink from a beer can, 40 ounce, they were like, that is a total turnoff for them to see a woman do that.
Hmm.
And that was and I thought about that concept, like, wow, what are you thinking about, you know, when you see a woman doing that? Do you think she I don't know where the mind goes with that, but I've heard that over the years, and I was like, you know, that kind of goes with if you're in a relationship, both of you drink alcohol, mm-hmm. right? And now we can include marijuana in this. It's like, so
see,
are we going to have some good relationships going on with all this drinking and smoking?
Might be some relations. I don't know about relationships, but.
Not if you got all them depressants in your body. Somebody may be disappointed along the way.
These are facts. I grew up around my mom's tenants were card and spade players, and card players, drinkers, and smokers, just cigarette smokers. But they drank and smoked cigarettes, and they had no problem with, you know, go get my can of old English out the refrigerator,
okay.
And they were in the house,
right?
And they drank beer in the house. And it didn't. I thought that was the norm. And then when I got of age and started going out to nicer places, I would see people get a beer. Most women that I saw get a beer would drink, if it was in a can, they would get it poured into a glass.
Okay.
I have seen women drink out of the bottle. That doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Because that it's glass.
Right.
Drinking out of a can, I guess it shouldn't bother me, but it's like it's no different than drinking if you're drinking out of a can of pop. But when I even me though, if I go to a it depends on where I am. If I go to the Mexican restaurant over by my house and I'm waiting on my food and I get me a Dos Equis, ooh, I can't wait to get a Dos Equis.
You know that we're not going back to that. We're moving forward.
I said I can't wait until.
There is no until.
Who said we were stopping all that? What you who driving the bus?
put aside those old ways.
As I was saying, because they have, I like a, if I'm drinking a beer and I'm out and they have a chilled mug, there's nothing like a chilled mug for your beer. That's a wonderful experience.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then, you know, but if not, you know, keep the bottle. Keep it moving.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I'm good. Ain't no like a good red cup, though. Red cups don't bother me either. So, you know, there you go. Can't wait to get me a red cup. February. I can't wait. February.
How about smoking marijuana?
That's a turn off for me, period. Smoking, period, is a turn off for me.
Oh, okay. Well,
any
there's
kind.
More than one way we can consume marijuana.
But right? Well, are you talking about the edibles?
The edibles, right. You
or
know,
the
oil, CBD oils.
Right. No, that the smoking is a complete turn off. This whole cigarette smoke. You know, I ain't gonna say I missed out. They missed out. I've avoided women who were absolutely beautiful, but when they turned around, they had a cigarette in their hand, and I kept it moving.
Okay.
Because that's just, it's just
a turn off.
Something is just, yeah.
Right.
And then cigarette smoke stinks.
If you all could just see the looks,
it stinks
on Reverend's face.
It's
talking about this issue.
It's stank up in here.
But see, that's the thing. I think women accept more when it comes to that, right? Because you know, some women endure, right? The cigarette smoking and the liquor. And you know, I've had people who come in and say they have real issues even kissing their partners and going into marriage.
I can believe that.
You know, but it's like.
You stink.
eventually they get so tired and frustrated because they're expecting that person to tone it down.
They just give in.
Well, they under the impression that they're going to stop, right?
No.
That's, you know.
If he was smoking a pack a day when you met him, 9 times out of 10, you're going to drive him crazy. He's going to smoke a pack and a half a day. No.
Really?
I'm just saying. That ain't going to stop. And then the drinking going to start. Help the people.
That's another show.
Huh?
Right?
We got
February coming up, so we're going to get there.
Okay.
All right. So that was just some you know, things that I found. And that was trendy. Right? The
wow.
Trending of the belt and you know, the emojis going on
that
and the turn off.
The belt thing
you
is,
know,
is.
Getting high and taking a bunch of selfies. I wonder, you know, that's going to make me look twice at, you know, what comes on my timeline is how happy is the man taking those selfies?
You can tell. You see the guy. Like, it's like, you know, it's like the one, it's like, okay, if you say, because I've been the victim of having to take some selfies and I'm not a fan. So it's be like, all right, let's get it on the first take. Right?
Right.
So you sit there, and I'm not a big, you know, I ain't finna smile, so it's like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Boom, and then they be like, my hair wasn't right. You good. You should've. On the take.
No take two?
No, I'm good. This ain't that.
Really?
This
okay.
Ain't that. Yeah.
All right. That's Peace. The Reverend.
Deuces.
Reverend said, one take, that's it. We keeping it moving.
Look, yeah, I'm used to live video going at one time live. Whatever happened, happened. Get with it, if you don't. Better make some adjustments on the fly.
Oh, good. All right. All right. So welcome everybody who's tuned in so far. Thank you for joining us live on the Healthy Soul Talk show. It's your girl, your favorite therapist, Dr. Thomas. All right. So let's get into it.
Okay.
So tonight we're talking about phobias, right? The extreme fear and horror of an object, right? And what that basically means is there's a difference between fear and a phobia, okay? A fear is a feeling felt by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
A phobia is a specific medical condition, okay? And so
say it one more time.
So a fear
mm-hmm.
is a feeling felt by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in life, we've all felt a sense of fear,
okay?
A phobia is a specific medical condition.
Ah.
All right. And so you've heard these terms over the years, and some people use phobias so loosely they don't really understand the magnitude of what a phobia is. But a phobia is actually a condition that, if not treated, will never go away.
Mm-hmm.
Fear we can address, right, and to some extent, you know, overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that specific fear is. And so because fear is very common, we all experience it at some point, and it's defined as an emotional response to a real or perceived threat.
Okay.
Makes
okay.
sense?
I'm with
so,
you.
So that's the fear of it's what they call it. It's valid,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's valid towards something of a emotional response or a perceived threat, whereas a phobia is a form of anxiety disorder, right? It refers to excessive and persistent fear of objects and situations which do not carry real threats.
Okay.
Okay. And so I'm going to throw out just some phobias that we have just out there in the world so we can actually see what this looks like. But really keep in mind that a phobia, and the key word here is excessive and persistent fear. This never goes away.
Okay.
Right. You live with this. You experience it to the point where it can be permanent if not handled or treated. And it interferes with one's quality of life.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And so this is the extreme. And so, you know, when we are processing and assessing people for anxiety disorders, whatever that may feel like, phobias, I'll say, because I work in the heavy with the forensic population, you can imagine, right, the phobias that people have being incarcerated.
Yeah.
So closed space, right? Bugs. Germs, right? All these things where, unfortunately, the jail setting doesn't treat, right, mental illness, which includes phobias, as we would if a person was on the outside. So imagine the turmoil and the horror
mm-hmm.
That one goes through with that. And so phobias are categorized three main entities, okay? The first one is specific phobias, right, which refers to the fear of one develops for a specific object or a situation, like dogs, spiders, snakes, elevators, and heights. Those are specific phobias. I want to keep in mind what a phobia is, where excessive and persistent fear.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you see it, every time you think about it, does not matter if it's in your presence, right? It has no threat, yet you still experience persistent and excessive fear about it. Then you have what's called social phobias. And social phobias come under anxiety disorder because it includes people who are reluctant to interact with society.
Mm-hmm.
They avoid crowds, but they try their best to stay away from conversation and interactive behaviors with others. Okay? So you can imagine that person who can't stay in meetings, or, you know, a lot of college students experience social phobias, especially those in new environments.
Mm-hmm.
I've had where people begin to have anxiety attacks, right? Because
mm-hmm.
their bodies are responding physically, right? We said it's a medical condition. Bodies are responding physically to those stressors, right? To the threat of being around people in large crowds.
Okay.
All right. And then we have agoraphobia, which refers to people who have a fear to leave their familiar territory, right, which is typically home. Very uncomfortable to stay among an unfamiliar crowd, since it is a nightmare for them to think about becoming helpless in the case of a panic attack. So there are some people who literally are what we call stuck in their homes, because
mm-hmm.
if they go out and they experience, right, this intense and excessive fear, that no one will be able to help them if they have a panic attack.
Hmm.
Right? So loss of jobs because they don't go to work. Unproductive, meaning there are other aspects of your life that's being impacted by phobias.
Okay.
All right. So it's really something to think about, where, you know, the world is big. Right. And so there are so many things that people are, you know, have this excessive fear of, but that's not dealt with. So when we compare fear to phobia, we say that phobias will cause irrational fear that consumes most of your time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can you like imagine that, like having such a fear of something that it's not even a threat or in your presence, but in your mind, right? You have a fear towards it.
Yeah.
That it takes your energy and your time.
I can see that. I can see how people can get caught up in that fear and it becomes paralyzing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And fear of failure can do that.
And so the aspect of when we think about just fear, right? You
mm-hmm.
with just fear, you can get nervous, right?
Yes.
You can feel discomfort. You can
yes.
feel in distress.
Yes.
But with phobias, right, that intense fear transitions into shortness of breath, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or even panic attacks, which could be repeated throughout the day
mm-hmm.
or the week. So that's that elevation of, we're beyond just a fear of something if you begin to experience these medical conditions.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That are prolonged and consistent throughout your day. Fear doesn't need any medical intervention. Phobias need medical attention. Okay? And so really understanding that, you know, when it comes to phobias,
fear doesn't need any medical attention.
Right. Can be overcome, right? Without
really?
Medical. Yeah. You don't think fear can be?
No. I'm a little shocked by that. Yeah.
So I may have fear starting a new job.
Yes.
I wouldn't necessarily go to a doctor to say, hey, you know, I'm experiencing some nervousness now, and he's going to prescribe me some medication or some form of talk therapy.
Okay.
To start my new job.
Yes.
Because if I don't start that new job soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I may not have a new job.
Facts.
Right? But phobia says that I'm having more intense physical symptoms, shortness of breath, where I can't even walk into the door. Right? Mm-hmm. The fear of starting a new job is just that intense. Right? Relocating. Some people, you know, experience these things when they change atmospheres. But you're treating the symptoms. Mm-hmm. Right. So you have to treat my shortness of breath. You have to treat my vomiting. You have to treat my nausea. That's the medical part of how do you help someone medically through a phobia and then again treat it with cognitive behavior therapy.
Okay.
Right. So listen. I have a list called list of phobias A to Z. Right. And
oh,
so I'm gonna start with the A.
Oh Lord.
And it's just to provoke some thought and to see, you know, the how. How can someone have an intense and excessive fear towards this? And so, you know, one of the things on here is androphobia. Mm. Androphobia is the fear of men, right? Anthrophobia is the fear of flowers.
Anthrophobia. Okay.
Is the fear of flowers. Okay. Mm. Autophobia is the fear of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ataxophobia. Ataxophobia.
Scared of taxes.
Now that depends. Now are you, is it just when they're in sight that you feel nervous or fearful, or just in general when you think about earthworms? Because that's key for the couch for the couch question. All right. So yeah, so here we go. So ataxophobia is fear of disorder or untidiness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apipophobia is the fear of bees.
What was that again?
Apipophobia. A-P-I-P phobia.
Oh, I thought you said a pimpophobia. That sounds like something that somebody might be afraid that ain't what you meant. Okay.
Afraid of what?
Pimp.
The pimp or
right.
Being pimp?
They scared of, right. They, you know, a pimpophobia, you know.
Aglophobia is the fear of pain.
Okay.
All right. And acrophobia is the fear of heights. Aerophobia is the fear of flying.
I thought that was fear of breathing. Okay.
What? Which one?
Aerophobia.
A-E-R-O.
Oh, aerophobia.
Yes, aerophobia.
Okay.
All right. Arytmophobia.
I'm trying to find the appropriate music for your next
fear
of
numbers.
Commercial break. Uh-huh.
Fear of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So just looking at this, right, just listening to this is a telephobia, fear
mm-hmm.
of imperfection,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, these are things, so you have fear of being touched. You know, all these things of excessive and recurrent persistent fear that
mm-hmm.
causes what we just say, shortness of breath, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
panic. You are crazy.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I couldn't
do
help it. Couldn't help it.
You're supposed to take this serious.
I am. That's a phobia.
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot. All right. So those are the A's, okay? Here's some B phobias.
Who phobia? Oh, that was just the A's?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. This is going to get good. Okay. I'm going to find more music. Come on.
Here we go. Bacteriophobia.
Okay. You scared of bacteria.
Okay. Right. Right.
Got it.
Barophobia is the fear of gravity.
Barophobia?
Yes.
B-A-R-O or B-A-R-A?
Baro. B-A-R-O.
B-A-R-O, thank you.
Okay, fear of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Bathymophobia.
Scared to take a bath.
Actually, fear of stairs or steep slopes.
Okay.
Bibliophobia.
Scared of the Bible.
Fear.
Heathen. Huh? That ain't right? Okay.
Fear of books.
Fear of butts.
Books, books, books.
Oh, books.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you was, okay. All right.
Okay. Botaniophobia.
Scared of plants.
Fear.
Fear of plants.
Fear, fear.
Fear of plants.
Yes.
Ha! Ah! Feel like I've won a Jeopardy question.
All right. And then you have batrophobia.
Batrophobia?
Batra.
Batra. Batra. Fear of, what's that?
Fear of amphibians.
Oh, fear of bats.
Amphibian. Is it bat?
Amphibians? No, they aren't, are they?
Those frogs, right?
Yeah.
Amphibians.
Because bats are nocturnal.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So those are some of the bees, right? So listen, when you think about this, a person that has fear, this, I think my most severe case was with the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a person washing their hands over and over again, won't turn doorknobs, right? A fear. Mm-hmm. I mean, that fear can consume someone where they can actually go into other types of illnesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have where they're continuously washing, rubbing. This is beyond using what they call that sanitizer, hand sanitizer,
mm-hmm.
right? And so this is even to bathing, right? Continuous bathing because of the fear of bacteria. Remember, it's everywhere. So that whole concept of, right, I must wash all the time is there. So that person who's, remember we said, consumed with time, right? It takes up a lot of time and energy to make sure that you are not exposed to this element.
You need some help.
Well, yeah. Saints, are y'all praying for me? Like. See there. See. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's go on. Here
seas?
We go.
We're still in the bees or we're still in the...
We're going to the seas.
Come on
now.
To the seas.
All right. Here we go. Of course, claustrophobia.
Yeah.
Fear of confine.
Oh. You said claustrophobia, not claws.
Listen.
Huh?
My nasal pronunciations are not accurate.
I need you to work on your addiction. I'm struggling over here. I'm struggling trying to understand what you're saying. Sorry.
All right. Cyberphobia is fear of computers. So imagine that, right? You have the real fear of that. Now,
Shiante said, is that the parallel to OCD?
It can be, yes.
Is that a phobia, OCD?
No.
It's a what?
It's an actual illness.
It's an illness.
Yes. Obsessive compulsive disorder.
So I was about the washing of the hands deal.
That can be a form of OCD.
Yes.
With a phobia.
With a phobia.
Yes.
Okay. OCD. Right. Or phobia.
They both can stand alone depending on the circumstance.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Chromophobia.
Uh-oh.
Fear of colors.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'll play with you on that one.
Okay.
Is there any way I can post the list of phobias? Somebody just asked me.
I can do that. I will post it. So there's a website. There's a link. I will do that.
If you take a commercial break, send me the link.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
We got you, Dana Miller, in the watch party.
Okay. Now, see, here we go. Cacophobia.
Who? What?
Cacophobia is a fear of ugliness.
Fear of ugly people, or nope. You think you're ugly? Help me understand what you're trying to say.
Fear of ugly. You know what? That's a good question. So I guess, would it really matter if it's towards someone or you think that yourself? Fear of ugliness.
What is it called again?
Cacophobia.
Caco. Spell that.
C-A-C-O phobia.
Cacophobia.
I didn't want to say cacophobia.
Cacophobia.
We may have.
Some. What is it again? C-A-C-O?
C-A-C-O.
C-A-C-O.
Phobia.
P-H?
Yeah. O-B-I-A.
Right. Interesting.
Okay, okay. Okay. Cynophobia, C-Y-N-O, phobia, is the abnormal fear of dogs.
What is that one again?
The abnormal fear of dogs.
What was it called?
Cynophobia.
Oh, yeah. I probably got that.
What? No.
I don't like dogs. At all.
You don't have a phobia because you're well functioning. It doesn't interfere with your life. You
it does. It stops everything I'm doing when a dog enters the room, especially in the room that he got nothing that's being in.
That's a perceived threat. That's a valid threat. We're talking about you in your own home. No dogs in there. You up there going through a thing.
Oh, I see a dog on TV and I start jumping around.
Correct.
Okay, guess not.
Right.
Because I used to like Scooby-Doo, so he never bothered me.
Oh, my goodness.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I could go for a Scooby snack right there.
All right, here we go. Catatropia.
Mm. Mm.
Catatropia.
What, spell that?
C-A-T-O-P-T-R-O. Phobia. Fear of mirrors.
Oh.
Fear of mirrors.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Fear of mirrors.
Mirrors.
So these people ain't got no mirrors in their house.
Most likely.
So they come out the house looking a whole clown. No, okay.
See, there's people who don't have sight who dress very well.
That's they're different. They don't have a choice.
What?
So do they not take do what is it called again? Catrophobia. That P must be silent.
Yeah.
Why they got it in there. But the catropophobia,
yes,
or whatever you want to call it, is they don't take selfies then, do they?
Really?
They probably don't. Think about it. Because when you turn that camera on, it's like a mirror. They don't take selfies.
That's different. Reflections in the mirror is different from a phone.
You sure?
Yes.
That look
you
like
don't see the,
this look like a mirror to me. This is what I look like in the mirror.
Trust me, it's not a mirror because sometimes I miss some stuff in on the camera looking at myself that
look
I
like,
needed to be in the mirror.
I lined it up real good today. But that's not
really.
I'm okay. Sorry.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving here.
Mm-hmm.
Dendrophobia.
Dandruff.
Den, D.
Oh, den. Sorry. Get a flake. Sorry. I was pretty flubby.
It's the fear of trees.
Of trees?
Trees. Trees.
Like trees growing outside?
Yes.
Well, we know they ain't going down to the free to the marijuana joint. Won't be no smoking on a peace pipe. Smoking on a. Won't be none of that for them.
All right. And then we have domatophobia. Domatophobia. Domatophobia.
Domatophobia. That's Greek. Latin. No, domato. That's Latin.
Domatophobia is fear of houses.
Mm.
Fear of houses.
I know a whole lot of people probably should have that.
What? What are you talking about?
Shouldn't have had no house in the first. They should have had no house. Now they can't afford it. They should have had a domatophobia.
Okay.
Guess not.
Okay, and then dental phobia. That's kind of obvious, right? Dental phobia, fear of dentists.
Oh, that means they don't brush their teeth.
The dentist.
Oh.
The dentist.
That's not
fear
a good look either, though.
That
means their teeth is raggedy.
Really?
They don't go. If they scared, they ain't going. Huh? I'm sorry. The people talking back to me, I'm sorry. I'm just asking real questions.
It's a condition. It's a medical
well,
condition.
Well, I got a phobia then. You
what
gotta,
is your...
I don't know. You need to figure it out. You the doctor.
Oh, my God. Let's keep going.
My degree don't cover that. Not a damn one of them. Got about five of them. Not a damn one of them cover. None of what I got.
Oh, God. Here we go. Let's go on to the E's.
To the E's.
Europhobia.
Don't like Mexican food. What's it?
This is not about life.
Okay. What is it?
It's the fear of cats.
And what is it called?
El Euro.
El Euro? E L E U?
E L U R O.
Oh. Okay.
Fear of cats.
Fear of the cats. Help us today. Help us right now.
All right. Equinophobia. Equinophobia. Fear of horses. Okay. Now, this one says a fear of teenagers, and I'm going to try to pronounce it because this whole spelling here is ephebiphobia.
Spell that.
Ephebiphobia.
E-P-H.
E-P-H-E-B-I. Phobia. Is the fear of teenagers. Now I can go, a couple of different ways with that.
Mm.
Folk walking around afraid of teenagers.
I can.
You know, to the point of excessive fear and interfering with their daily lives. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let's go on to the G.
Okay, G's and how?
Gamma phobia.
Gamma, fear of being turned into the Incredible Hulk.
Fear of marriage.
Oh, Lord. I might head out.
Really?
I think I got PT. What is it called again?
The gamma phobia?
Gamma phobia. I got PT, post-traumatic gamma phobia.
Are you really? You just made you up something, huh?
I bet it's for real.
You have an extreme fear of marriage.
I bet it's for real.
Yeah, it's real.
No, I'm talking about my PTSD version of it. I bet it's post-traumatic. No? Okay. I'm just playing.
No, you're not. All right, here we go. Gynophobia.
Uh-oh. Scared of the gynecologist.
Fear of women.
Oh, well, that's okay.
We just say same thing.
Uh-huh. We skipped what?
She said,
skip a letter? No, we did A, B, C, D, E. No, we good.
Oh,
D?
I'm sorry. So you're right. We skipped F. There are no F. There are no F.
Yeah, there's no phobia. It's an F already. What you want? Fatophobia? What you looking for?
Oh, God. You're crazy.
Funkyophobia. Now, I know people got funkophobia. Scared of water and soap. They don't.
Oh, goodness.
Right.
That is funny.
Funkophobia. Scared of soap.
You're right. We don't have any Fs.
I'm trying to help the people.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We still EFG. We still on G.
Genophobia. Genophobia. Fear of knees. Like your knees. Your knees.
They don't like knees?
They have a. Stop saying they don't like.
I'm sorry. They got a problem with knees. Like the kneecap.
Yes. Knees. Fear of knees.
I could go so many places with that one. I'm going to just let that go. Ooh, I'm going to let that one go. Good Lord, I'm going to let that one go. Because some of y'all need to have. Woo! My God. Huh?
Lord, this ain't happening.
I think you got some saints in the church that's got to fear knees because y'all know some of y'all don't pray. How about
come on,
that?
Come on.
See how
now.
I went
did
there? See how I cleaned it up? Look at God. How about Shata? Woba. I felt that.
Oh, God. All right. Let's keep on going.
What
here we go.
What we got?
Next to the H's. Heliophobia.
Mm.
Fear of the
balloons.
Fear of the sun.
Oh.
Fear of the sun.
Oh, helios. Okay. Got
helios.
It. Greek.
Okay. Yes. Hemophobia.
Hemophobia.
Fear of blood.
Got it.
Okay. Hydrophobia.
Scared of water. Yep. All them stank. Promise you. What about shot? What's it called again? Hydrophobia. That means your breath and your body. Huh?
We're going to help the people, okay? It's an excessive and persistent fear.
Of water.
Of water.
Not drowning, but water.
Just water.
So people who have hydrophobia have a fear of water.
Yes.
They stink all day, every day.
You don't know that.
How they washing up?
They do, but they go.
They what? They go
they
through a whole
medication?
Phase. So you have to take medicine to get in the shower. That's what you're
yes.
trying to tell me.
I
believe they just making up some of this stuff. Who discovered the hydro? Let me look that. That's H-Y-D-R-O. Hydro, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hydro. Yes. Okay.
Ooh, my whole nose hair started burning.
hypochondria. Hypochondria. Not hypochondria. Chondria is the fear of illness, right? So the fear of being sick, right?
That's different from a hypochondriac?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the hydro?
Hydro. Like, you know, you stay hydrated.
Right.
So hydro. Okay, hydro. All right. All right. Here we go. Iatrophobia. Iatrophobia is the fear of doctors.
Okay.
Okay. Insectophobia, fear of insects.
Mm. Okay.
Got it? All right. Here we go with the K's. It's only one here, and that's chioniophobia is the fear of brooms. R-O-O-M-S.
Brooms.
R.
Oh, of rooms. Not
rooms.
Like it being in a room?
Yes.
The fear of rooms.
The fear of rooms.
Let me move on. Okay. So you need to go on outside and give a homeless person your house and call it a day. Fear of rooms.
Yeah. Fear of rooms.
Can I get diagnosed with these things and get a check? Let me get a check. I'm looking at some
what?
Of this stuff. Huh? I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get a check.
All right. Here we go. Let's go on to the L's. Leucophobia.
Mm.
Leucophobia is the fear of the color white.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It is going to be February. Black History Month. I'm going to have leucophobia. I'm going to catch it. January 31st. I'm going to catch leucophobia.
Unreal.
I'm
going to
catch leucophobia January 31st. And it ain't going to cure itself until February. What is it? 28 or 29 this month. February.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Leucophobia. I got it. I feel it coming. I think I'm coming. Matter of fact, I'm calling off work.
Can't pre-plan phobias.
Huh? I feel it coming down. What you coming down with? Leucophobia. Can you write me a doctor's note for leucophobia? I need to be out of work for a couple of days down to the school. I'm going to tell them that's why I can't come to the school.
Unreal.
Because of leucophobia.
So unreal.
What?
It's so unreal. Listen, okay, here we go.
Y'all know I am a doctor. I'll write y'all a note.
All right, lelapsophobia. Lelapsophobia.
Oh, that's
fear of tornadoes and hurricanes. All right. And lachiophobia. Lachiophobia.
Scared of locks.
Fear of childbirth.
Fear of childbirth?
Yes.
I think I got that too. Yeah.
You don't. Really?
I got that too.
Fear of childbirth? Is that your way to get excused from the delivery room?
I ain't going in there no way. That man was never supposed to see that. That's
did
not,
you say, what?
Men were never intended to see women give birth. That's
not in scripture.
That was never the end. Name one place in scripture where you saw a man being there when his woman gave birth and he was down on the other end. Nowhere.
Looking.
Nowhere. Every time they was out somewhere waiting for the baby to be born. Men were never intended to see a woman give birth. That was not designed
that
way.
Traumatizing?
I'm just saying it was not designed for us to see. It was not.
Okay.
It just ain't. It ain't for us.
Okay.
Chiante says, is there anyone in the studio qualified to lay hands on the Reverend?
Yeah.
Sorry. All the ministers are no longer in the building. Ain't nothing here but business folk. They not their deacon. Them trustees, they are not ordained to do nothing. They counts money and signs papers. They can't lay no hands.
All right, here we go. The M's.
The M's, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Mm.
Magirocophobia.
You just made up a word.
I did not. It's the fear of cooking.
Oh, Lord. Both my ex-wives had that. What, spell that again?
Oh, my God. Let me put a disclaimer out there. The views of my producer is not that of the host of the show.
But it is the view of taking limits on radio. What's that called again?
Oh, God.
What is it called? Magirocophobia. Spell it.
Magirocophobia.
Oh, yeah. Both of my ex-wives had this.
That's the fear of cooking. Not,
absolutely.
Not the ability or the inability.
That's the fear.
The fear.
Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah.
Does that also include fear of going in the kitchen?
No, that's the fear of going in the room.
See, they had a combination. This right here, I'm trying to help the people. I'm going to help you help the people today.
All right, here we go.
I'm something like a doctor.
Megalophobia. Megalophobia.
Oh, fear of Trump.
The fear of large things.
Well.
I'm so done.
There we go. Whole show just went left. Way left.
Oh, my God.
The fear of large things.
Yes.
What if they be?
It's whatever is large.
So they only eat finger food.
Okay. We about to move.
I'm just asking a real question around here.
Large, now. Large.
What's that called? I need all these. I'm
megalophobia.
If anybody needs a doctor's note, I will write it for you with any of these phobias.
All right, here we go. Melanophobia.
Scared of black people.
Fear of the color black.
Look here. That's what it is. That's what all white folk. That's what they got, melanophobia. Just trying to help. I'm through talking. Let me just produce.
Shana, please don't comment. All right, here we go. Let's keep going. Let's go on to the ends here.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here we go. Noctophobia, right? Fear of night. Noctophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Nycytophobia, right? Mm-hmm.
What's
nycytophobia.
This?
Fear of the dark.
Oh, okay. All right. Fear the dark. Okay.
All right. Necrophobia.
Uh-oh. Scared of dead people. Scared of dead people. Come on. Come through now. Come on now. I know the word necro. Come on now. Scared
right.
of dead people. They don't go to fumes.
What? They don't go where?
To the fume. Who got the body? The question every black person want to know when somebody die. If you over the age of 40,
oh my goodness,
somebody in your family has said these words, who got the body?
You know, that is a phobia.
What?
The funerals.
It is. You just read it. Necrophobia in them.
That's the fear of death or dead things.
There you go. I got that when I come to church. I won't be around no dead spirits.
Don't do that.
I'm gonna say it in the pulpit on Sunday. If you, I'm a necrophobia.
All right, here we go with the O's. Octophobia.
Scared of the number 8.
Yes, the figure 8. Yes, the figure 8.
So they'll take $8. I'm just asking real questions. I bet they'll take $8, though.
Okay.
As long as there ain't no $8 bill.
The fear.
What do they do when they play Uno?
What are you talking about?
They scared of the number 8. So when you playing cards, it's an 8 on the cards. Do they not?
Do they throw the 8 out? Number cards.
They don't play with number. How you playing spades?
They don't. These are people with intense. An excessive and persistent fear.
So you telling me?
So they're staying away from it.
So I want. This is wonderful here. So you telling me somebody was it again? Octophobia. People octophobia ain't playing Uno. So we know you ain't got no 8s in your hand. And if you, and it, huh?
You crazy? Unbelievable.
I'm gonna play bid and say 8s is wild.
Here we go.
If you playing pity pat and you know you throw an 8 out and they got them in their hand, they can't match it because they scared to touch the 8.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
They're not even playing. They going through anxiety and dizziness and nausea and vomiting.
What the? So,
okay.
All over the eight.
Here we go. Ambrophobia.
Who?
The fear of rain.
What's that called again?
Ambrophobia.
Them the same people that scared of the hydro. They cousins. We moving. This is good. This is impressing me.
All right. Abyssophobia.
Uh-oh.
The fear of gaining weight.
Oh, you said obesophobia. I thought you said beast, like a beast, but I got you.
What would that be?
Oh no, I'm gonna move on. See, you trying to live. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to move on, and you ain't let me move on.
All right, here we go. Ornithophobia.
Who?
Is an abnormal or irrational fear of birds.
Wow.
Ornithophobia. An irrational or abnormal fear of birds.
Scared of birds.
Scared of fear of birds.
Okay, sorry. Fear of birds.
All right, let's move on. Here we go. Papyrophobia. Papyrophobia. Fear of paper. Pathophobia, fear of disease.
Okay. It's like pathology. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Pedophobia.
Pedophobia.
Fear of children.
What?
Yes. Pedophobia is the fear of children. All right? And philophobia is the fear of love.
Philo. Okay. Philo. Got it. That's we on peas.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Got
philophobia.
It. Okay. Okay.
I can, you know, honestly, these phobias exist. I just, the fear of love, right? What that person goes through
mm-hmm.
and must maintain,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just not to fear love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. That's the wow. Because according to Maslow, right, we all must have a need to be loved and feel loved, right, and give love. So that means you're not giving love either.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Podophobia.
Uh-oh. Fear smoking weed.
Okay. Pod.
Oh, P-O-D.
Yes. P-O-D.
Podophobia. Podophobia.
Fear of feet.
Fear of feet.
Fear of feet.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. And this is the P is silent. Pteridophobia.
What is that a fear of?
Fear of ferns. F-E-R-N-S.
Of plants?
Ferns.
Fern like a plant?
Mm-hmm.
I think these stuff is made up.
I don't believe any of it. I
think this is the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, God.
Okay. Fear of ferns.
Ferns,
so
yes.
If somebody has this, what is it called again?
Pteridophobia.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this word, and I'm going to go on Facebook, and I'm going to look for a group. I bet you there's a group.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to go on there, and I'm going to post pictures
that.
Of ferns.
This show is so over.
I'm just going to go on there. I want to speak. I really want to know if there's a hydro. What's the name of the hydro what?
Hydrophobia.
I want to know if there's a hydrophobia group, because all them people stink.
Pyrophobia is a
fear of fire. I got that one. Let me know. Listen to the song by Chaka Khan.
Through the fire.
They don't. No. Okay.
All
this
right.
This is why I produce and I sit over here.
Here we go.
See me.
Let's go on to the S.
Come on.
We almost there, y'all. Samhainophobia.
Wait. Hold on. What language is this you speaking? What?
Samhainophobia.
Samhain.
S-A-M-H-A-I-N. No phobia.
Hold on. S-A-M.
H-A-I-N-O. Phobia.
Oh.
The fear of Halloween.
What? So what they do on the 31st? They just stay in the house with the doors closed? I mean, seriously. That's a real thing. Fear of Halloween?
Yes. Yes.
I'm done.
All right.
So done.
Selenophobia. Selenophobia.
I got that.
What?
That's my first wife's name. I got that fear. Selenophobia. I got that. I got that for real. How you spell it?
S-E-L-E-N-O-phobia.
Oh, that's close enough. I got that phobia. I definitely have that. I got all that.
That is the fear of the moon.
Fear of the moon?
Fear of the moon.
Oh, God.
All right. Somnophobia.
Who?
Fear of sleep. Somnophobia.
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 Okay.
Somnophobia is the fear of sleep.
Mm.
All right. This is sociophobia. Socio.
Scared of people.
Fear of social evaluation.
So don't none of these people got Facebook. You said fear of social evaluation. That's all
yes.
social media is.
Yes.
So ain't none of these people. What is it called again?
Socio. So S-O-C.
Mm-hmm.
I-O. Phobia. Fear of social evaluation.
S-O-C-I-O.
Phobia.
Mm.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. Some T's here. Tachophobia. 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 Fear of speed.
What's that?
Fear of speed.
Like speeding? Speeding.
Yes. Fear of speed.
T-A-T-C?
T-A-C-H-O.
It's 561 people in the sociophobia.
So why
page.
Are you doing...
561,000 people.
And which one?
Are on the sociophobia page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that much phobia if you on Facebook.
No, this is treatment. The treatment is you have to be exposed to this. Now, the ultimate treatment method is systematic desensitization, meaning that you introduce in a safe space, right, that which you are in fear of.
They ain't here selling stuff. They got the butterfly shop. You selling stuff on the internet. Y'all ain't scared. What is this mess? So this is some hot. I don't even think this is real. This look like this might be a fake site for
oh my God.
Some terrorist stuff or something.
All right. Technophobia.
Technophobia. Scared of gadgets.
Fear of technology.
That's my mama.
Fear of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Thanophobia. Thanato. Thanato.
T-H-A.
T-H-A.
Oh, that's fear of the snap.
Fear of death.
Right. Remember Thanos in the Endgame? That is. That is right there.
Would
look at that.
It out?
Look at that. Oh, I'm trying to help the people.
All right. Here we go. Trypanophobia. Trypanophobia is the fear of needles. Injections.
Oh, wow. Real off the top. Okay. Glad you cleaned that up for me. Saved me a whole lot of problems.
Tonitro. Tonitro is the fear of thunder.
Also, that means
the fear of thunder.
When it's raining and stuff, they just done.
Yeah.
What they under the bed? I'm just saying.
Okay.
What if I play thunder?
What?
Like a sound of thunder.
You are so wrong, okay? This is to help the people.
I am trying to help
not
the people.
Not torture the people.
So the sound of fake thunder would be... Okay, all right.
Oh, my goodness. All right, and then the rest here, we have Wikiphobia.
Fear of Wikipedia.
What? Close. Fear of witches and witchcraft. Wikiphobia. All right, zoophobia, fear of animals, and then xenophobia, the fear of strangers and foreigners. Oh, here's one, Venustrophobia. Venustrophobia. Venustrophobia is the fear of beautiful women. Huh? That's how we're going to close it out.
Ain't no Z's?
Zoophobia.
Oh, what was zoophobia? I'm sorry.
Fear of animals.
Oh, so they don't go to the zoo.
Well, that's any animal.
I just wanted to know if anybody got, what's it called again for the thunder?
Tonitro.
There it is.
Tonitro.
I'm trying to activate your tonitrotitis.
You are not a cognitive behavioral therapist that is treating the person with the fear of thunder.
Did you not see the letters before my name? It says doctor. Something like one.
All right.
I need a doctor's note for all of these. I need you to write me a note.
No. So the seriousness of it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It consumed. Now, you know, we're okay, but there are people walking this earth, right? There are people walking the earth who I always like to educate people on, you know, when you're using mental health terms, like really imagine the turmoil, right? The mental exhaustion that this person goes through,
mm-hmm.
right? When you say phobia versus fear, like
mm-hmm.
to use that term phobia, you know, loosely, right? It does. You really don't know the incapacitation that a person, you know, experiences with that. It can be really debilitating. And so, like I said, there's so many specific phobias. I mean, we talked about items and objects that we're talking about. This person cannot function appropriately in society, which if they don't get help, that's the thing. You don't overcome it.
On your list of O's.
Yes. My list of O's.
You didn't have a nuxophobia?
Who?
Oh, nuxophobia.
What is, oh my good. You know what?
Huh?
How do you spell that?
O-N-U-X-O phobia.
Okay, what is, okay.
It's the fear of fingernails.
It's a real fear.
I can believe it. Because I said it's
over 100. This is some crap. This is not just, you know. Who's afraid of fingernails?
It's fear. It's fear.
These people need to go somewhere and drink and smoke something. They'll be all right.
They probably are. All right?
I'm trying to help the people.
We're going to help the people by saying it's okay to go ahead and get you some help, right? You know, when people go through like a fear of, let's say fear of dogs, right? In a safe space, we expose you to a dog, right? And
mm-hmm.
it's safe, right? You pet the dog. It's a gradual process. So understand that with phobias, they are lifelong until you actually get a form of therapy to address it, right?
Uh-huh.
The symptoms are still there. So that's not fear. Fear we can overcome. We probably can do a good job of managing it. But phobias spark physical signs of distress. That's what the intervention is needed to address that.
What about in your H's? Did you have hippopotamostrosequipedalephobia?
No.
Oh.
They're so many.
These are being made up. That's why I'm just going through here reading them because they make no sense whatsoever. It's a bunch of crap. There's some quacks made this stuff up.
You're not supposed to say that.
There
are people who.
This
go
is how
through.
People get off work. They come up with this. All of a sudden I can't work. And can I call Social Security to get my disability now? Because I'm gonna tell them I got one of these 17 letter word phobias. This is a real conversation right now. Let me call my ex-wife. She worked for Social Security. Let me see if I can call her and see if
there's
this,
a process. They know if you have a phobia because when you are stimulated, it's in your presence. Your brain reacts a certain way and your body physically reacts a certain way. So you can't, quote unquote, get away with claiming a phobia and not have the appropriate physical reactions when exposed to the element.
Okay.
Hmm.
What I need somebody to do, I need y'all to help me out, right? I'm going to go down to the Social Security and tell them I got the hydrophobia. And then one of y'all, I need to walk up behind, just be randomly walking past, and then accidentally spill your bottled water on me.
While you clean, freshly shaven,
yes.
skin smooth.
I went to the barbershop. I went to the barbershop.
They use water.
I didn't see it. My eyes was closed. Actually, I'm gonna not shave when I go. I'm gonna not shave for like 3 weeks. That'll be
real.
Well,
you can't bathe for 3 weeks.
I'm gonna not shave for 3 weeks.
You can't bathe.
I'm just gonna not shave for 3 weeks. And then on the day I go, I'm just gonna shower with some ivory or something. That way they don't know it's like, you know, no scent. And then I need
you
one of y'all to come.
Ivory.
Huh?
There's a slight scent to ivory.
Okay, I need something non-scented then. Dove. And then and then y'all come up behind me at the place and spill some water on me. Preferably Fiji. Spill the water on me, and then I'm going to have a whole fit down to the Social Security. right in front of the people, and they're going to prove my stuff. Boom.
That's so not how it works.
Huh?
You have to be authentic and real with your fear.
I am going to be.
All right.
I'm going to win an Oscar.
That's, you can't be an imposter.
I'm going to win an Oscar. Huh?
Stop it.
You haven't seen my acting skills?
Those of you who are experiencing excessive and intense, right, intense levels
of fear. Plymouth Rock.
Okay? Please seek help. You know, this subject matter, we wanted to just get it out there, talk about it, because it's something we generally don't do. But rest assured, us clinicians understand the struggle and the mental exhaustion that goes with unaddressed phobias. So please seek specialists. Please seek, you know, those who are properly trained in treating phobias. It's so worth it. Right, it's worth your quality of life.
And if you don't go see those people, I'm something like a doctor. I will write you a thing saying you got this phobia. No.
Only to go home and do nothing with it.
Yes.
Because it gets them no accommodation.
They can't get no days off work.
No.
Dang.
For what? Anyway, great people.
Gigantophobia.
Would you stop looking up? Phobia?
That's a fear of tall people in poorly fitting t-shirts. This is real. This is an officially recognized phobia.
Okay, people, listen. See, Thank you all for tuning in. And we've had a great time. Thank you for hanging on in there with us. Definitely stay tuned. Next week we're going to be back at it. And until then, right, always know that we're shattering the stigma of mental health. We're talking about it. Real questions, real issues, real dialogue. All right, so next week, tune in, and we will go from there. All right, everybody have a good evening.
I wasn't ready. Now
everybody should know that's how love goes. It's good for the soul.